Welcome, everyone, to Traveling with Françoise as we glide into our second hour of the show. This is our travel segment of the show, but today we're mixing it up just a little bit because it is Super Bowl Sunday. I am Françoise Rhodes. Joining us in the boardroom is Sean Flanagan. All right. Well, we talked a little bit about all sorts of things in the first hour. We do have our Super Bowl prize pool. If you would like to be part of it, you need to give Sean a call at 760-440-8255. That's 440-8255. Pick a team, either Eagles or Patriots. Give them a first name and a text or email, and that's all you need to do. So you can call anytime during the next hour of the show, 760-440-8255, to be part of our Super Bowl prize pool. And I'll just pick some winners, first touchdown, all that kind of stuff, you know, points and whatnot. So, and if you don't even know who the two teams are, they're Eagles and Patriots. We're the Philadelphia Eagles. I was trying to think. Philadelphia Eagles.
Correct.
And New England Patriots.
Correct.
But then a lot of people were saying, we don't want Patriots to win only because they won before.
Right. And that's what's funny is I think a lot of times with these big games, it's not about who you want to win. It's who you don't want to win.
Yeah.
You kind of just vote for the guy who's going to beat the guy you want to beat.
But you have to give them credit. They made it.
Yeah.
They made it there. That's the only thing I have to say. The championship teams have fought their way through the whole season and made it there. So you have to give them credit for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Today's show is presented by Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert. They have a brand new website. Check it out, IndianRidgeCC.com. We want to welcome a new sponsor to the show, Ava Maria Pilgrimage. They have some trips we're going to be talking about, and Nada will be with us next Sunday on the show. This might be the kind of tours that you're looking for. So we have, this week, Quartzsite bus trip, thanks to Renova Energy, went off without a hitch. Perfect weather, perfect traffic, perfect everything, except Quartzsite now is changing. And I didn't say too much about it in the first hour. I want to talk about it now. I don't think I'll do this trip again, only because a person bought most of the main street of Quartzsite.
All right.
So, and that person has already taken out the little kind of quirky places that were in there because he raised the rent that they can't afford to be there.
Right.
It's more organized. It's more commercial feel now.
Right. They're trying to make it a hub to make money instead of based on its quirkiness.
Yeah. They used to have the belt buckle. The largest belt buckle in the world used to be right in front of the store with a big sign over it facing the street. Now they have it turned around facing a door and you don't even notice it.
Oh, really?
I asked somebody where it was. She said, well, it's right out there. I said, what? I look and there it is. But it's weird. I mean, the whole thing. In fact, one of the store owners said he had a good year because they moved his little shop from behind some of the others up front.
Right.
But they're in these big metal warehouse type things now.
Right.
But the others were saying they raised our rent so high, we can't afford to be here. So
sad.
Yeah, it is sad. It just really didn't have that quirkiness and the food truck vendors that were kind of stuck there in the middle. And just, I don't know. So I won't do it again.
Well, I think that's what a lot of times comes in. Commercially, they say, oh, well, we have all these people here. They're going to spend all this money. But they don't think, oh, well, they're coming here because it's this way.
Right. They feel like they're getting deals.
Right.
Which they were. You know, we could barter a little bit.
If you make it seem like they're coming to a mall, then they don't need to go out there and have fun anymore.
That's what I said. Yeah. I mean, we went over to a newer flea market part. It looked like some of the people had moved on to the other side of the freeway and are starting little areas over there. But all the restaurants and everything and restrooms and stuff are really over on the main drag.
Right.
So it's interesting. And one thing I noticed also, the gem vendors are supposed to be there for 2 months, January through February. A lot of them had left to go to another show now.
Oh, really?
Right in the middle of it all. So they were there and they left. So if you don't hit it exactly the right time, you're going to miss all these people. So it's changing. Like everything, you know, the world is changing. But we had a good time. Everybody bought something and stuff. We did have a good time. But I'm working on some others. I'm thinking of some other places to go. Also, let's see what else is new. I don't know, just kind of a lot of stuff. Of course, Super Bowl is going on today. I have some facts. I have actually some things to do in Minnesota. that I'll talk about in a minute. I was on KESQ yesterday. We talked about New Orleans. Mardi Gras starts on February 13th, but if you're not going to make it to Mardi Gras, you can remember that they have 130 festivals throughout each year, 130 of them, whether it's in the French Quarter District or out in the commercial business district, or they have a lot of things going on there. Yeah. All right. So Super Bowl tickets. Now, if you want to sign up for a Super Bowl pool, give us a call, 760-440-8255. Give Sean a first name and a text or email address. I did last year before open it up on Facebook. I didn't do that this year. Frankly, I just kind of had a lot going on.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, a lot going on. We're so close to getting our first new episode of this year out. I have to go over there today. There's just a few little spots we need to fill in.
Right.
Yeah, that we have film, but I didn't say enough, or I didn't say exactly what I wanted to say.
Right.
Yeah, so we need to fill those in.
The finishing touches.
Right. Plus, I'm going to give the turn-by-turn directions. People are going to want the directions of the back roads.
Right.
So I'm going to get those up on the website so they can go there and find those. So it's all these little tiny things that it's not as if you're going into when we did the California Science Center or the Pageant of the Masters. You go into one place and you pretty much focus on all that's right there.
Right.
Yeah, this was all over the place.
Traveling focus.
Yeah, this one was everywhere. So, all right, Super Bowl tickets. Let's talk about those. In 1967 at the Los Angeles Coliseum, how much do you think the tickets were? Sean, I'm going to put you on the spot. What do you think?
In what year?
1967.
Let's say $500.
$6 to $12.
Wow.
And a 30-second commercial was $42,000. Television ad.
Wow.
All right, now this is Super Bowl 52, just to give you guys a heads up, and it is happening in Minnesota. All right, in 1992 at the Metrodome in Minneapolis, how much do you think tickets were then?
Oh, they're like ridiculous. They're thousands of dollars.
In 1992, they were only $150. I know.
I thought you meant now.
No, not now. We haven't got to now yet. They were $150. A 30-second commercial was $850,000 then.
Wow.
That's a lot of money. But not compared to today. Today, 2018 at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis, tickets are $500 to $2,500 a piece.
So they're still not as much as I thought they were.
No, but can you imagine where the $500 seat is?
Oh, yeah. You can barely see the game.
You need binoculars.
You see it better on your TV.
Yeah. You're better to go down in the lounge somewhere where there's a big
right,
screen and
yeah.
Watch it there. All right, a 30-second television commercial, $5 million.
That's insane.
And I don't know. This year, I don't think it's a good deal because so many people are so disenchanted with what is going on there that I don't think they're getting a good deal. And the players, I have a list somewhere what the players get. I have to look, and I have all these papers in front of me. I'll let you know what the players get, but I don't know. I don't know if it's a good deal. Would you want to spend that kind of money? And when people are so disenchanted with the NFL, I'm not sure. But Minneapolis... Minnesota, they're happy. I mean, they're getting all these people in, but some of the hotels are really ripping people off as well. So that is not a good thing. All right. On that note, I think we are going to... Oh, wait a minute. Here's my notes before I lose track of what I was saying. A player share. The winners, $112,000 per man. Losers get $56,000 per man.
I did see that recently.
Did you see
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I didn't know that everybody got paid like that, but it makes sense.
But don't you think that's part of their contract?
I would think it would be. That's why I didn't realize they get paid. But the thing is, the NFL gets paid so much money on the game itself.
Players' uniforms. New England will be the home team and has its choice of wearing its colored or white jersey. And attendance, well, they're thinking attendance to date, close to 4 million people have attended Super Bowl games. Wow. The largest crowd was at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena.
Wow.
There you go. All right. On that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to change it up just a little bit. We're going to have David Ames come in and tell us about Dinner at 5. I don't want you to miss it. It's getting rave reviews. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM, 100.9 FM, and then, of course, all our friends out in Arizona as well. Okay, joining us in studio is David Ames. Now, he is with the production that is going on right now, Dinner at Five. Now, I have sent several of our listeners to see this play. It's a comedy play. Yes, comedy
yes.
production.
Oh, definitely.
Yes, definitely
yes.
comedy. And the reviews have been great. I was told it's a very cute play with a very good message. I have others say it was so funny. They really enjoyed it. It's just everything. And it's at a great, great theater as well. So, and that's the Indian Wells Theater on Cook Street. Yes.
That's correct.
On Cook Street. So, David, all right, Dinner at Five, playing at the Indian Wells Theater. Tell us a little bit about this. Tell us about the play. Give us the rundown.
This is a production that everyone in the Valley and in the United States can identify with because it's all about couples who have been together forever, and they participate in each other's anecdotes, and it's basically about their lives and what they've experienced over the course of their relationships. And it's about two couples who've known each other for a long time. They get together for dinner at five, and they have a plot. And I'm not going to go too much farther into that, but it's a fun little show with a lot of twists and turns, and it's very enjoyable.
Now, you're doing something with the cast. Instead of having the same cast throughout the entire play, tell us how your cast is changing up.
A new cast opens this Wednesday, premiering at 7:30. On February the 7th, and it's going to star Julie Cobb. And Julie's been in about 70 productions over her career, and she's known as Jill Pembroke on the series Charles in Charge. Then we have John Machida Jr., who's appeared in hundreds of TV commercials that you've known and seen, but he's also known as America's Fastest Talker. Eileen Graff, she's known for her stage performances and shows like Grease and Promises, Promises, and also on the TV comedy Mr. Belvedere. And then finally, David Ruprecht, who's had multiple shows on Broadway and is very popular with the Supermarket Sweep that was done in the 70s. He was the host on that for 14 years, and he's also been in shows like Moonlighting.
All right. So these are all relatable characters. We know them from all different genres of entertainment. So now, how does tell us about the production. Is this the first time here in the desert? Is this a traveling production, or is it new?
I saw the show in Parker, Colorado last November the 19th. It was mm-hmm. the final show. And I was invited by David Pritchard, who was one of the associate producers. And at that time, I met Mike Carrazza, the producer, and Lloyd Schwartz, the writer. And they basically wrangled me into the show and mm-hmm. said, well, you live in Indio, so guess what you're going to do? And I said, fine.
Okay.
So I saw the show there, and it was in previews and a work in progress. And they opened on the 24th. Of January, and it's continued since then. I think it's going to be a show in development mm-hmm. That will be touring across the country.
Well, I could see where it would tour across the country because it is something, like you said, very, very relatable to everyone out there. Now, the Indian Wells Theater, too, is a perfect venue, not a bad seat in the house. They do such a great job over there.
It's a beautiful theater. It seats about 300. It has continental seating, no center aisle. It's very easy for anyone to get in and out of. For anybody that has any accessibility issues, there's an elevator down to the main floor, and it's state of art.
All right, and we're talking with David Ames. He is with Dinner at Five, which is currently playing at the Indian Wells Theater in Palm Desert. Now, what are the show dates? You've done something a little unique on the show dates as well. Tell us each week when the dates are.
Performances for the new cast will be Wednesday through Saturday evenings mm-hmm. at 7:30 with matinees at 2 o'clock on Saturdays only.
Mm-hmm.
And the show, as you said, has been very, very well received. you know, the audience that has seen it, you know, we have a good response when they leave, and we're doing very well. We have great seats available for the next 3 weeks, and we'd love everybody to come and see it.
All right. Can they buy tickets at the door? Should they buy them in advance? Tell everyone how they – and the tickets are $35 per person.
Correct, yes.
Yes.
They
can, tickets very can be, reasonable.
Tickets can be purchased at the box office at 1-800-340-5480. That's area code 716 or 760, excuse me, and or www.dinneret5.tix.com. There's no service charge if you call us or do it on the internet.
All right, always good. And Dinner at Five. So again, tell us a little bit about this comedy so everyone knows, because there are a lot of productions going on in the Coachella Valley. I mean, we are lucky to have so much arts and culture here. I mean, that is definitely fabulous. So, again, tell us a little bit about this production for those of us saying, I think I know Françoise has been talking about it, but you say it, David, just a little bit better than I do. So go ahead and explain it again one more time what Dinner at Five is all about.
Dinner at Five is written by Lloyd Schwartz, who wrote he's known for The Brady Bunch and Gilligan's Island. He has a tremendous resume of comedies that he's written. And, again, it involves two couples who have known each other for a very, very long time. And instead of dinner at 8 or dinner at 7 or dinner at 6, they've all graduated to have dinner at 5.
Yeah. And that's really funny when you think about that. Yeah. Sometimes I have dinner at 3. So
exactly, exactly. The girls have a plot, and it's going to involve a host of twists and turns, which I don't want to spoil
for
you.
Don't spoil it.
I won't spoil it, no.
Okay.
But it's a very enjoyable thing, and it's something that if you go with your husband, wife, or significant other, you're going to be elbowing the other, you know, every time a joke comes up and the situation develops.
Well, great stuff. And a percentage of each ticket sold benefits the local nonprofit Palm Springs Women in Film and Television Book Pals Coachella Valley, which they do a both organizations do really a phenomenal job here in the Coachella Valley. Now, is Dinner at Five, is it going from here after it leaves the Coachella Valley? Does it move on to different venues?
That I'm not aware of at this time.
Okay.
I think that's a work in progress.
That's the plan.
That's the plan.
All of these.
That's
the
plan.
Okay, and there are cast members, there's four in each showing?
Correct, yes.
So I'm trying to just clarify for everybody, because it just, like I said, I haven't, and I'll be honest, I haven't had a chance to go. I'm hoping to go this week, but everyone that has been from Traveling with Françoise have loved it. They say it's just, and they're telling all their friends about it. So that's a good thing. That is good. That's what we want to hear.
It's a lot of fun. Please come and see it.
A lot of fun. So tickets are $35 per person. Again, the showing, what days?
Wednesday evenings through Saturday evenings at 7:30.
Okay.
Saturday matinees at 2 o'clock.
All right. And the number to call is 760-340-5480, or you can buy your tickets at the door, $35 per person. And the information is on Traveling with Françoise, the website, so you can just click over there to get all the info. Dinner at 5, go see it. You're going to have a great time. And I'll be giving away some more tickets for everyone, and including some of our Super Bowl winners as well. So, David, thanks so much for joining us
today.
Thank
you for having me on your show.
All right. Okay. So we can move on just a little bit here. We have some more things to talk about to go on with the shows today. We are in the travel portion of the show. For some of you tuning in, say, well, wait, what happened? No, don't worry. We're still in. We just thought we'd have David on to talk about Dinner at 5 because we had so much going on in the first hour. And I'll be giving some of those tickets away as well. Okay. So let me rearrange my notes here. Let's talk a little bit about Minnesota and what is going on in Minnesota. Of course, it is Super Bowl, but they have a lot of winter sports going on there. You can try cross-country skiing, ice fishing, or even dog sledding. I don't know about the ice fishing, but many state and local parks have cross-country ski rentals, snowshoe rentals, or fat tire biking on winter trails. It's kind of hard for us to relate to all this winter activity when it's 80 degrees here. In the desert.
It does make it tough to imagine.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
And Punxsutawney Phil saying we get 6 more weeks of winter, which really have nothing to do with us. They're saying we already broke some records for January, the heat that we've had in January. It kind of scares you of what do we think is going to happen in our desert over the summer. However, it could just totally flip and we might have a cool summer.
Hopefully.
You know, I have thought this for a long time, that our cycle of winter, fall, spring, summer is changing as the years go by. The times when they come about are shifting.
Yeah.
So at some point in a couple million more years, I don't think I'll be here then, but winter will be during summer and summer will be.
Yeah, I can see that being the
case. Don't you see it? I mean, it just keeps moving. Yeah, that's my theory. I'm sticking to it. All right. Other things to do in Minnesota, must do's. They say hardy Minnesotans need a break from cold weather. One must do includes a trip to the Mall of America, the nation's largest entertainment and shopping complex. I have never been there. Have you been there?
I have not, but it's been around for years and years.
Yeah. Do you know, in this mall, it has a roller coaster, restaurants, a sea exhibit, and other attractions. It is always 70 degrees in there. I would need a sweater because that's kind of cool. The mall is just 11 miles from Minneapolis and an easy train ride from downtown to the airport. So that's it. If you go to Minnesota, you got to go to the Mall of America. Minneapolis and St. Paul have a vibrant art and theater scene. The metro area has over 50 museums. The Minneapolis Institute of Art, always free. We'll have an outdoor ice maze from February 1st to the 4th. So that ends today. That would be fun to see, an ice maze. The Science Museum of Minnesota in St. Paul is a hit with all ages. Let's see, Prince Paisley Park Studio. Yes. Stop by. They are opening that up to the public for tours. So that would be something to go see. Self-guided tour of Prince's Minneapolis haunts. So, in fact, Justin Timberlake had a preview of his new album at Paisley Park.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, where Prince's home is actually there, but he had that gigantic recording studio.
Yeah, the rumor is that he is going to have Prince be in a hologram.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, because everybody thought he was going to bring back, which boys was he with? Justin?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
What,
the boy band.
His boy band. Everybody was asking, was he going to bring that back? But he's saying, no, it's not going to happen. So anyway, Minneapolis is made famous in Purple Rain with Prince. So anyway, lots of stuff going on. But we are not there. We are here, and it is beautiful weather. And shortly, we're going to step aside. When we come back, then we're going to talk about all about travel. We're going to talk about what's going on in the cruise world for cruisers. A lot of first-time cruisers out there. You're going to hear why. You can sign up for our Super Bowl prize pool. It's real simple. Just give Sean a call at 760-440-8255. Pick a team, and you're entered. Give them your name and a phone number, and that's all. 440-8255 for our Super Bowl prize pool. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. All right, it's time for our industry news, brought to you by the Braille Institute in Rancho Mirage, offering free programs and services for seniors and others living with vision loss due to macular degeneration, glaucoma, and other conditions. So certainly, please use all the resources that the Braille Institute has to offer. Okay, it says here that international visitors to the U.S. in 2017 spent 3.3% less through November than at the same point the previous year, according to the International Trade Report released in early January. So the dollars are down. However, they keep raising the price of everything. And the new traveler advisory, I have what is what now. It is 1 through 4. These are the levels by the U.S. Department of State Travel. And it is 1 through 4. And they say 1 means exercise normal precautions. Level 2 is exercise increased caution. Level 3 is reconsider travel. And level 4 is do not travel to these places. So definitely they're trying to make it a little easier than the alerts that they had before. So everybody gets a number. Everyone gets a number. Every country gets a number. So, and the ones with no issues get 1, which is normal precautions. So, but what I found funny is on the U.S. State Department's travel list here, which I said this last week, they don't have the United States on there.
So we make the rating, but we can't rate ourselves, I guess.
Yeah, we can't. I don't understand that. Wouldn't we be on there and have a rating as well? I guess if I tap into a different country, maybe that's what I should do. go to a different country's site. But I don't know. That did not make sense to me. Anyway, travel news. U.S. hotel results for the week ending January 27th. It says U.S. hotel industry reported occupancy rose, though. We're starting out the year fairly well. 0.6% to 52.2% during the week of January 21st through 27th. The average daily room rate rose 3.9% to $124 a night. Remember, that does not include your resort fees and your taxes and whatever else they decide.
Yeah, I was saying, whatever other little numbers they can think of.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I called about a bus trip. I was trying to find out some hotel prices for somewhere. I'm not going to say where. And they gave me this incredible deal on the room. And I thought, wow, that's great. Then he said, well, but then we have an $18 a night resort fee. And then we have some sort of percent. I don't even remember what percentage it was, taxes. And then by the time we were done, it wasn't such an incredible rate.
Suddenly it's normal or a little high.
Yeah, yeah, I know. And I thought, oh my gosh. Anyway, but that's the way of the world. All right, so the daily room rate rose 3.9%, and the revenue increased 4.5% to $72.55 during the week. Right, Enterprise Rent-A-Car was recently recognized by the travel industry as providing the best domestic car rentals and best car rentals overall. Yay for Enterprise! Yes, I always rent from Enterprise. This recognition from the travel industry expert underscores the hard work and dedication of their employees. But good job on Enterprise. Good for them. 82 airlines now worldwide offer Wi-Fi, an increase from 70 airlines a year ago. Meanwhile, the availability of high-speed Wi-Fi more than doubled in 2017. According to the Route Happy 2018 Wi-Fi report, which the airline merchandising platform provider released this week, airlines now offer passengers a chance to enjoy what Route Happy calls the best Wi-Fi on 16% of the world's available seat miles. By comparison, best Wi-Fi was available on just 7.2% of seat miles a year ago. So that's a big increase on the Wi-Fi.
Hopefully it'll be everywhere soon.
Pardon me?
I said hopefully it'll be everywhere soon.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It would be nice if you could just, you don't have to worry about where you are. You know, you're just kind of there.
But sometimes, though, it drains your, you don't even know your phone's hooked up to it.
Right.
And well, it is,
yeah, if your phone's constantly looking for it.
Yeah, then it's draining your phone. In fact, I today just turned off a bunch of things, apps that were to be updated, which I don't even really use on my phone, and I didn't even care if they were updated when I reset it.
They start updating, and all of a sudden your phone gets slow.
So I turned those off. I said I'm not going to be using those. All right, and the Winter Olympics, which is taking place February 9th through 25th, it appears that sales of tickets to events at the 2018 Pyeongchang Winter Olympics have been dampened by increased tensions between the U.S. and North Korea. Sales for the Winter Games in Pyeongchang taking place February 9th through 25th are the weakest since one agent who's been talking about this started selling the Winter Olympics in 2002, a veteran with the Olympics, said the challenge of selling this event has gone beyond political posturing and threatening tweets. The destination itself is very difficult to travel to. They say we are dealing with travelers having to arrive in Seoul, then transfer on trains to the opposite coast, which is adding time and costs. They say once travelers get to the mountain town of Pyeongchang, there's limited hotel availability and even less of the kinds of high-end accommodations Olympic travelers prefer. Now, all of that makes sense, and you wonder, does the Olympic Association, do they take all that into consideration when they put something on like the Olympics?
I feel like they're never ready.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The last one, I don't know where, I remember when it was in Brazil, I don't know which Olympics those were, but the last ones.
That was summer.
Same thing. It was like, are they going to be ready and this and that? So I don't think they do take into consideration.
And then they charge the people that book early these humongous rates for the room. Right. And then at the last minute, people that find her all these deals because they didn't sell out all these rooms.
They couldn't sell them because they wanted too much money.
And plus all the scandal with the Olympics right now is not a good thing either.
Right.
That's hurting. So definitely. Same thing with the Super Bowl. It says here, Minneapolis hotels charging incredible high rates for this weekend's Super Bowl. And the rooms have bugs, drug paraphernalia, disgusting conditions, and all sorts of stuff. Inside Edition, I kind of really like when that gal goes to those hotels and she looks around. It says here, There was a Insights Edition. She went to 1964 University Avenue West in St. Paul, which typically charges $90 a night. For the Super Bowl, the rate was $900 a night.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, a $90 room is a lot different than a $900 a night room.
Yes.
And the room looked pretty clean at first, but it didn't take long for her to discover trash under the refrigerator, a hand towel left in the toilet. She found a pile of cigarette ashes on the floor, and it was supposed to be a non-smoking room. Then she went to a Motel 8, a Super 8 motel, and they were charging $550 a night for Super Bowl weekend. She found more disgusting things in there. She went to another room charging $450 a night, found a filthy room, bugs on the carpet. We won't tell you what was on the sheets of the bed. I mean, and the people, the owners say, well, sorry, we better talk to our staff.
Yeah, there's 30 people behind you that'll take it if you don't like it.
Yeah.
They don't care.
That is just really, really something. So, but why do you have to rip people off? Just, I don't know. I'd like Inside Edition to come down and do a survey on the rooms here for Coachella Fest.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I mean, we haven't really heard any big complaints.
No.
And I know a lot of people use Airbnb and all that sort of thing. But I think if there were some big complaints, that we would have heard it for, 17 years?
Yeah,
how long?
Said something. It's
17,
been a while.
18 years, yeah. Coachella Fest has been going on. So all you travelers out there, whew, boy, I don't know what to tell you. You can walk away, but then you probably won't have a room. So you need to be careful when you're booking these for these big events like that. Maybe have a friend go over. Check out that hotel.
Check it ahead of time?
Yeah, check it ahead of time. Just say, hey, we want to see a room. Our friend's thinking about renting, you know, booking a room here. So we want to see these rooms. And then tell them, but a $90 room for $900? Wow, that's a lot. Okay, industry growth is on the move. It says the cruise industry, with 27 million cruisers expected in 2018, 1 million more than last year and up from 18 million in 1979. So in 1979, it was 18 million cruisers. Now it's 27 million cruisers they expect in 2018. There are also 27 new ships coming out in 2018. Think about it, 27 new ships. That's a lot for the shipmaker industry. 10 for river cruising, 17 for the ocean. They say cruising is at an all-time high. I have some advice for first-time cruisers. Choose cabins according to your finances. The inside cabins are the cheapest. Ocean view is next, then rooms with a balcony, and the most expensive are the suites. If you are prone to motion sickness, the lower decks and the cabins closest to the ship's center are the most stable. Remember that. That is key. Get right in the middle. Get down on the lower decks, because think about it, the higher you go up, the more action you're going to get. They say plan your wardrobe because laundry and dry cleaning is very expensive. Formal evenings are just about gone unless you're on a really high-end cruise ship where they designate formal evenings, but they just don't do them anymore. They say bring a power strip because cabins have one or two outlets only. So if you have a lot of electrical gear, you better bring a power strip with you. The muster drills are mandatory. That's where they get everybody out of their rooms to do evacuation information. Go on those. Remember, it takes a few hours for luggage to be delivered to the rooms, the cabins. Smoking on ships is restricted. Lots of things are included. You don't need cash because they'll give you a card where you can charge everything. But remember, meals in the dining rooms, buffets, and pool sites are included with the cruise fare. But specialty dining, there is a charge. Water, coffee, tea, juice, and milk are free. Alcohol and soda are not. So do your homework before you go on a cruise. Shore excursions may be booked through the cruise line. But you're better off if you're going to do an excursion, you don't know the area, take it through the line. So that way, you don't get left on shore because the cruise ship is not going to wait for you. Yes, that happens all the time. People decide to go play golf.
Right.
And they're stuck out there. The cab gets caught in traffic coming back to the cruise ship. And there goes their ship out to sea. And then you have to find your way to the next port of call. So don't believe that it doesn't happen. It happens a lot. The cruise lines do not like. They are on a schedule. They are on a schedule. All right, on that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to find out a few more things happening in travel. We're going to find out what ACT is up to. Ava Maria Pilgrimage, we're going to find out about them and more. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. Great to have you with us today. And I want to give a shout out to all of the people I met on our Quartzsite bus trip. We had a lot of fun. Met some listeners there, Rhonda and Maggie and a whole bunch of you. So always fun to meet you and hear from you. Also, our first new episode, we're just so close to putting it all together. I have to finish up a few little touches today. So I'm going to be going over to cameraman Steve's and doing a few more voiceover parts to it. And then we will have some new episodes coming up. This first one is going to be the back roads to Las Vegas. So, and there's a heck of a lot more out there than you even realize. All right, this segment of the show is brought to you by Angel View March throughout the Coachella Valley and beyond. Travelers learn quickly that we don't need a lot of stuff. And that holds true for our homes, RVs, boats, and life in general. So what do you do with it? Your gently used or new items, you take them to Angel View. Your donation helps to fund the many programs Angel View offers its clients with life-changing disabilities. Go to their website, angelview.org. That's angelview.org to see where a mart is near you. All right, we want to welcome to the show. We have a new sponsor of Traveling with Françoise, and it is the Ava, I think I'm saying this right, and I'm going to meet Nada this week to make sure. Ava Maria Pilgrimage, and Nada, who is the owner of this, the founder of this, has been around for quite a while with spiritual renewal tours. They also have events. They have the Ava Maria Conference, the Healing of Memory, that happens Saturday, March 3rd at the Embassy Suites in Palm Desert. They have guest speakers. And it's going to be from 8 o'clock to 3:45 in the afternoon. It ends with Mass. So this conference is March 3rd at the Embassy Suites. And again, this for more information, call 949-249-2500. And again, we will have Nada, who is the founder of this company, on the show next Sunday to explain more of what they do. They also have a trip coming up for a spiritual renewal led by Donald Craig, and this happens October 1st through 10th. It's Los Angeles, San Diego, San Francisco to leave, and she's going to explain to us all that they have going on there. They're going to Tel Aviv, and it's a pilgrimage to the Holy Land. So again, this might be something that you are looking for. They sound very fascinating, these trips, so I can't wait to have Nada on to explain more about it. 9 days in the Holy Land. There will be daily Mass, sightseeing tours, renewal of marriage vows for couples in Cana, and so, again, all sorts of things going on. So, again, we welcome Ava Maria Pilgrimage Tours here to Traveling with Françoise. And we'll find more about them as we go along. All right, you have just, about 8 or 9 minutes left. I don't even think that long to call and sign up for our Super Bowl prize pool, 760-440-8255. It's 440-8255. Pick a team, give Sean a first name and a text or an email, and I will be in touch with you if you win something. It's that simple. Okay, so from one travel group, Ava Maria Pilgrimage, to ACT, Adult Customized Tours. They have their Travel Club of the Desert, their first one, their only one, the one that they have every month, once a month. It is at the Best Western Plus Palm Desert. It is the Travel Club of the Desert. It is free. It's from 1 to 3 p.m. Go on over there. This time they're going to be talking about, they're going to have Joel Rosenfield, an Israeli guide and VP of Israel Israel. He will be making an appearance to talk about some of their tours. And then they also have Janet Lanfried, and she is a travel writer. She just rode a train on the, she wrote, took a ride on the Trans-Siberian Railway. And she's going to talk about that, traveling from Moscow to Beijing on the famous train. Do a great job there. They have cookies and refreshments, prizes, parking is free. They have travel discounts. So again, Adult Customized Tours, their Travel Club of the Desert meeting the first Wednesday of every month, February 7th from 1 to 3 p.m., Best Western Plus Palm Desert. And I'll make sure that information is on the website. Don't forget to whale watching with Dana Wharf, sport fishing and whale watching. Probably now is a good time to go sport fishing. and this warm weather, wouldn't this be a great time to go sport fishing? I think so, yeah. So we do have the phones ringing off the hook now for you to sign up for our Super Bowl prize pool, 760-440-8255. Give Sean a call, and he will put your name on the list. And before the end of the show is up. But anyway, I do think that right now would be the perfect time to do some fishing out there. Wouldn't that be a nice there you go. A Valentine's Day gift for your sweetie who loves to fish. Call Dana Wharf. Sport Fishing and Whale Watching. All the information is on Traveling with Francoise. And get them, surprise them with a half-day fishing trip. That would be nice. That would be nice. Remember, we are having a little bit of problem on the contest page right now because I've switched things over with the email. If you don't get through to sign up for the free contest, try again. She's working on it today. It should be all fixed. We just went one company to another, and the other company, I guess, didn't want us to leave. All right, Borrego Springs Golf Resort and Spa. I know they're having a big Super Bowl party out there today, but 18-hole championship golf course. They have Arches Restaurant. They have tennis courts, a fitness center, heated swimming pool, whirlpool, spa, conference center, everything going on out there. Only 90 minutes away, a great getaway. Definitely a great, great getaway. So go on out there to the Borrego Springs Golf Resort and Spa and just relax. Remember, at night, the stars are shining brightly. As I said, every night's a star-studded affair out in Borrego Springs because the stars are gorgeous. There's been a lot of lights out at night in the sky. You notice that? I don't know if the jets are... Well, we do have a lot of jets coming in and out, but I see them coming into the airport from far away, and at first I can't tell if it's a star or if it's a jet. I don't know.
Well, we've had really nice nights, too.
Beautiful nights. And then did you see on the news the other night someone with a drone, and they're trying to find out who, was above an airline that was landing?
I didn't see that. No.
Yeah, that's just crazy. I don't know.
Locally?
I think it was L.A.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, so they're trying to figure out who was, because then the person posts it on the internet or YouTube or somewhere. So I don't know what that person was thinking. All right. Here are some travel mistakes smart people make. Yes. Even the most advanced traveler makes mistakes. So try not to make these, whether you're new or you've been traveling a long time. They plan too late. A month before the holidays is no time to start making travel arrangements. I know it used to be the time when everybody would say, wait until the last minute, wait until the last minute for the best deal, but that's not always the case anymore. So make your plans early, and you know what? You can always tell them later on, look, your rooms are this price. Let's talk about this because I can get a room somewhere else at a better price. Book complicated flights for savings. Booking that inexpensive flight to and from Rome may be seem like a great savings, but how are you going to get to where you're going if your flight is coming in at a certain time? They have to look at the whole picture. That's where people make a mistake. They don't look at the whole picture. They see a flight to Rome for $500 or they say, that's the one I'm taking. But the time that they get in, they might be missing a connection to somewhere else.
Right.
I mean, are you lost a night at your hotel already if you're paying for that night?
Right.
I mean, there's a lot that goes along with these inexpensive flights that you book. So they say it's better a lot of times to book a little, pay a little bit more for the convenience and not to have to pay up later because of how much time or whenever you got in on your other flight. I know a lot of people now are going out of Palm Springs.
Yeah, I've heard that as well.
I mean, the convenience of having someone drop you off and not have to pay for parking.
Yep.
Just getting to and from, it really is huge. So people are starting to look at that a little bit different. It says, waste time shopping for best hotel deals. That's the same thing. It says here, we've all had a client who got caught up in trying to find the cheapest price for their room. In the end, they may save $14 a night, but they've spent five evenings of their time looking for this room.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to pull the trigger and go.
Yeah. And we don't sometimes think about how long we've spent looking for one room.
Yeah. And our time is valuable.
It is valuable. So I just try to call someone I know and say, what can you do? All right. Go through security motions mindlessly. Be prepared when you go through security. Don't just walk up and expect it to all go smoothly. Be prepared. Take your time. Know what you need to do. Know what has to be done, and be aware of what's going on out there. All right. That's going to wrap it up for us today. We'll be back next week with a new show back here in the studio. So everybody have a great week. Enjoy your Super Bowl. Good luck to everyone out there. Have some fun with it. Don't get too serious. Don't get too upset if your team doesn't win. I frankly, who would I pick? I'm going to go with Eagles just because I want, just because what we talked about before. I want a new team to win. Sean, who do you pick?
I'll go with you. I'll go with the Eagles.
Eagles, yeah.
Why not?
I know. They're prime. They're hot. They're ready to go. They want to win. So, all right, everybody, have a great one. See you next time. And remember, it's never too late to get a life.